It's time again for the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour, our worldwide celebration of grassroots music. Let's welcome folk singer Michael Jonathan.
The audience doesn't care about fame or what label they're on or who signed them. Or all the audience wants to know, are they good? Are they going to take them on a musical journey? Nobody in the history of music ever bought an album because it was RCA Records. They bought it because it was Elvis. They never bought an album because it said Capitol Records. They bought it because it was the Beatles, right? The audience cares about the art. Well, I was like, well, let's just leave it there. That's all they care about. So if they're good, that's what I say every week. You don't have to be famous. You just have to be good. Wood Songs is a very high-tech, old-timey show. And it has the spirit of the old radio barn dances and the live audience. I mean, here we had 500 people watching Wood Songs tonight inside the Lyric Theater. But it makes people kind of go backward in time a little bit, enough to feel comforted. And that's what I wanted. I wanted an old-timey, high-tech radio show. And that's what we got.
Why the move from the Kentucky to the Lyric, and how's it working out from having done one show now?
Yeah. We love the Kentucky Theater. Fred Mills is our hero to this day. What a wonderful partnership and relationship that we had. But just like when you're in college and you have that little MG midget sports car that you're tooling around with your girlfriends and stuff, eventually you grow up, you get married, you have a couple kids. You can't use that little sports car anymore. We outgrew the Kentucky Theater. The Kentucky Theater is not designed for what Wood Songs does. It's beautiful for movies. I want everybody to go see a movie and taste Fred Mills' magnificent popcorn. He's got the best popcorn in the world. But it's not designed for high-definition television. It's not designed for safe lighting. It's not designed for digital audio consoles. The Lyric Theater was designed for that when they remodeled it. And they're dark on a Monday. They're closed. And I was like, well, that's when we tape the show. What if we just move across the ding-dang street? How hard is that going to be?
Everybody who works on this show does it for free.
Kevin Darth Vader Johnson has partnered with Michael Jonathan since the very beginning as chief audio engineer for the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
We've got people from all walks of life. We've got non-professionals. We've got a few professionals. The artists come for free. You know, different restaurants feed us every week. Hotels put up our artists for free. It's all done in the spirit of sharing the gift of music with the world.
Talk a little bit about what it took to convert from the Kentucky Theater to the Lyric Theater. From my perception, completely different facilities, completely different acoustics, and different capacity, and you know, ceiling height, and the whole works, I'm sure.
Well, you can imagine the entire lighting grid had to be moved, had to be taken down from the Kentucky and brought in here. All of the curtains, all of the staging had to be taken down from the Kentucky and moved to here. Our sound system, which was a standalone system at the Kentucky, we brought it in, set it up every week, took it out every week, had to be integrated with the Lyric's sound system. The Lyric afforded us some benefits in technology that we didn't previously enjoy. And so we had to integrate our system with theirs. And all that rigging, hanging the lights, hanging the curtains, doing the staging, integrating the sound system, not to mention a complete television production, a four-camera TV production with a complete crew running all of that, camera operators, producers, not to mention the internet broadcast, which Jerome Galt heads up. And all of that stuff had to be moved, recreated, and you know, regenerated in the Lyric Theater and integrated with their level of technology.
Getting to show 700 is like giving birth to a rhino with the horns still attached. And all you ladies will appreciate what I'm talking about. This is a lot of work. I mean, I perform all over the country. I release albums. I write songs. I write plays and movie scripts. But this is art. this thing is hard. So the fact that it's run by volunteers with no grants and no underwriters and no advertisers, all we have is our audience. Woodsongs is sponsored by the audience. The business model of love works. I believe that that's all the audience cares about. And that's all that what Woodsongs is. It's a show about the love of art and music. My name is Michael Jonathan. I'm a folk singer. I'm a log cabin dweller. And we'll see you next week on the Woodsongs.